There's the cover of that Reflections article from 2003 by Richard Bunting. That's what caught my eye for this spectacular, seen a small sample of. So a few years later, 2008, I talked to Keith Tuttle, and he suggested that I contacted Bernadette Wainwright and Anne-Marie Knowles. And they suggested that I wrote to the chief executive of Chester Borough Council, Hugh Bowen. Dear Hugh Bowen, dated 2008. As you may be aware, Sunday the May 15th, 2016 is the 750th anniversary of the Battle of Chesterfield. Well, I went on to explain why it would be a good idea to do something. And I got a reply. Thank you very much, Peter, for bringing to my attention the upcoming 750th anniversary of the Battle of Chesterfield. I very much agree with you that the anniversary provides us with a great opportunity to organise a celebration event on, or a range of the celebration activities around, the date of the 15th of May 2016. Whilst I recognise that there will need to be a reasonable lead-in time to such an event or to such activities, the reality is that we are not going to be able to turn our attention to this for several years yet. Remember, this is in 2008. Very wise man. I therefore plan to do no more at this stage than to bring your correspondence to the attention of Councillor David Stone and to Miss Anne-Marie Knowles, the curator at Chesterfield Museum. So that got it going, and it ticked along. And in 2009, I had a meeting with Bernadette and Andy Bond of Chesterfield Market, and they were very keen that it should carry on. In 2013, I met Pamela Butler, who then worked for the council, and she said, yes, the time is right now to make this happen. In 2014, I met Pamela's successor, Carol Copeland, and we were away. And in January 2015, first meeting of the group that was to become Chesterfield 70, gathered at the Rose and Crown Brighton, which is where we've had all our public meetings. And it's just such good fun. We giggle and laugh a lot as we're getting things ready. So if anybody wants to come along to our meetings, the dates are on our website, and you're more than welcome to come and see what's going on. Very early on, we had this idea that we would give a format, a structure to the way that people might take part on the day. Of course, just come along and see what's going on. But we thought, if you're coming into town for this event, why not come with friends, or colleagues, or teammates, or whoever, and make yourselves a guild just for the day, just to say we think it's a good idea to celebrate, or rather to mark this event, to commemorate the 750th anniversary. So we have guilds of all sorts of different shapes and sizes, particularly pleased to be able to show you this. This is the banner of the Guild of Lord Eastwood Park. And our great friends over there invited Colin and I to go and proclaim our proclamation there. They've been very generous in helping us financially, and they have made this tremendous banner, which they will bring into town on the 15th of May. So thank you very much indeed for sharing that with us today. So we can have appeals of anything. Schools, pubs, shops. Why not? Reenactors. Okay. So this is one of the things that's going to happen on the day. A group of people from the Swords of Mercia reenactment group are going to come and refight some of the battle for your entertainment in the market square. We'll mark off an arena, proper barriers and everything, and give you a chance to see men-at-arms from the period, or dressers from the period, having a go at each other. And somewhere in the room is one of the Swords of Mercia called Trevor. And I think he's possibly still in the dressing room. Mike, could I trouble you just to run down and see if Trevor's available? And I'll meet him on stage in a few seconds. So if you bear with me, I'll go this way. He's coming down here. About this in the Derbyshire Times from some months ago, some of us in front of the town hall, and a knight, this is the man who was behind the helmet. Hi there, Trevor, come on up. This is the real thing. I don't think I've ever interviewed person in a helmet before, but you're in there, aren't you, Trevor? Good. What are you wearing, Trevor? He's going to have to take us home. Thank you for that. That is not just any old helmet, is it?
Absolutely contemporary to the period, no dome helm. 20 years later, it's old fashioned. More this period, which is, I'm supposed to be a reflection of.
Yeah.
The Morgan Bible, also called the Majewski. The Manasseh Codex.
Yeah.
You see, I'm arrayed for war. Not swords and lances.
So, why have you got a blunt, thumping instrument rather than a sharp sword?
In this period, there is very, very little plate armour. Very rare examples of a king and St. George. Saint and the king, you've got every little bit going. But no surviving examples. The old shin, a little piece, all the best metals given over to helmet, and absolutely brand spanking contact.
And this stuff as well.
And the forehead.
Yes.
No legs, back to Chesterfield. It was supposed to be cavalry. This is an ambush conflict. Inside, very confined.
Yeah, that's right, yes, in the streets.
Not just one part of a battle, two bits of a battle.
So it's quite hard to stab someone through this, isn't it?
Very.
You can't get a blade in there.
Yeah.
So club them over the head.
Yeah. It's
yes, that's right, yes, that'll deal with it. And whose is the coat of arms?
Well, this is a true coat of arms, which is Foldrum of Chesterfield, formerly Tideswell. What a very nice little manor at Walton that invested lots of money in the church.
Yeah, right. And so you and some others are going to come into town on that day, aren't you? What are you going to do there?
We're going to do a one-on-one fight between two of the knights as champions and talk about the reenactment we're going to be part of.
Right, so that's the
Stroke of history.
Yes, so Swords of Mercia, reenactment group of living history. They're going to be there on the day, a chance to come and have your photograph taken, people put on the helmet and that sort of thing. And you're going to tell people about them. Children are going to get involved as well as that. In a perfectly safe way, actually, that. Yes. All health and safety people organised. Fantastic. And you're open for volunteers to join you, aren't you? Perhaps not for May, but as any of these guilds, giving people the opportunities to tell the borough about their act, their organisation, and maybe bring groups to more people. Can I hold your club while you draw your sword? Go on.
Yeah. The Jowski Bible,
more
than just clubs.
Yes.
There's all sorts of nasty, nasty things. Mm. Those guys are
there. This image that's been on the slide has been from the Jowski Bible that Trevor's talking about.
It's an absolute gold mine.
Yeah.
The children's knights, men at arms, none of which are wearing heraldic surcoats. Most of them are in full mail like this. As soon as you go down in the dirt, no one knows who's wearing it's a shield. Swords. Not dissimilar to Norman pattern, a little bit of a spike on the end. Great for everything, apart from fighting other knights.
Yes.
Just going to bash them.
Not going to go through, are you?
So they start to develop nasty little peaks on the end. Just for that.
Yes.
And they also start fighting an awful lot more sieges. So they start getting smart. Take off the leg armour. All in one. All in one. As soon as they start fighting on foot, you have survival with Morgan. Absolutely informative. Several different kinds of gambus and armour, padded stuff, even cold coats. 3 or 4 fingers thick, apparently. Like Mitchell's man.
Yes.
But there's no way you'll get through it. No. Same with felt armour, even proof against arrows. So it's just a dirt fight. So this is as much as a weapon as this.
Right. You can bash people with that, can't you?
The train success boys.
Yes.
If you go down, we've almost got sat in our stretch. Which is a wrong one.
Wow. Okay, it's the real stuff, this is not just any old cardboard stuff.
All strapped on. Battle of Chesterfield, this would have been absolutely spot on. Nasty little street fight. In the dark, in the smoke. We don't fight with black. Come with the sword. Fight with black. And all 3 hands. In the face.
Wow.
Everyone thinks wearing armour can't do anything. rolled about on the floor, you can't get on your horse. Absolute nonsense. That's what we're doing.
Full articulate. Any rooms? Yoga? Well, thank you. Thank you very much indeed, Trevor. Trevor and his other members of the School of Nursing will be there on the day. Or if you want to catch them before then at the end of the evening, and hang around and answer questions. Thank you very much indeed for coming. Brilliant. Thank you very much. Nancy Memorials. They get this lovely stone which we're going to set in the grounds of the Crooked Spire where the battle probably happened. We don't really know, but let's say there's a battle there. And on April the 23rd of this month, we're going to set that in place. Baldwin's Wake will be playing some music, there'll be some Morris dancing, we'll be giving out more leaflets and raising awareness of the event. So if you're free in St. George's Day, about the middle of the day, come into town and see us there. We're creating a couple of leaflets. One is a medieval walk leaflet, which will take people around such remains as there are from medieval Chesterfield. And we're creating a leaflet about the battle itself. There'll be music. You've heard some of it. There'll be dancing as well. Okay. Two of our guilds already signed up are the Cock and Magpie Morris team and the Garland dancers, and they'll be dancing in the town on May the 15th. They've signed up as guilds. They've got a banner. One of them has a banner. There'll be some craft demonstrations. We've got wool spinning, wood turning, ferret handling. And if you know anybody else who knows any medieval crafts and might be interested in spending the day in the town and showing off their skills, maybe selling their wares if they want, do get in touch. We'd like to have a variety of these. We've got some other people in the pipeline, but they're not confirmed yet. Brampton Brewery have signed up as a guild. Lovely little bit of research. They call themselves the Guild of Ale Conners, and that's an old medieval word. A conner was someone who inspected the beer. Chris Redford at the brewery says he thinks he's inspected quite a lot of beer in his time, so they've called themselves the Guild of Ale Conners. They've been very generous, they've donated some money to us as well, and they're putting on a special ale later this year for the battle. Nemekind were one of the very first groups to sign up as a guild back at the medieval market last July, and they've really got into it. They're making some fantastic costumes up in their offices in New Square, and they've bought this archery outfit, which is blow up. You can see it's a kind of a framework, and in the centre there are four cones that channel air, and four ping pong balls float on the air there, and you get given a lovely bow and an arrow with great big rubber ends, and you try and shoot down the ping pong balls. Can't wait to have another go at that. A group of war gamers from Derby are going to come up to Chesterfield on that day and refight the battle in miniature 28mm metal figures. You'll be able to watch them do that, take part, throw the dice, see if you can change the fate of history by making the battle go a different way. We said that Robert de Ferrers was discovered in the church and dragged out. We're going to drag him in on a cart. One of the sort of nursing people is going to be Robert de Ferrers, and we're going to drag him, carry him into New Square on a cart to face Henry Valmain. Robert de Ferrers is then going to claim trial by combat, and they're going to go at it hammer and tongs there in front of us. A bit of a twist in history there. So we're going to make the cart on the Inkerman Field in 2 Sundays' time. So if you're free able to come along and have a go at putting that together, come and join us on the Inkerman Field in Ashgate on the 10th of April. All these details are on our website. We've got lots of costumes being made. There you can see on the bottom left, bottom right there, what a medieval saxophone player would have looked like. So that's a document from that. That's an illustration from the Cantigas. I mentioned these tunes from the 13th century. There he is trying to impress a drummer on the other side there. I'm not sure if he's getting away with it or not. So that's what I've modelled myself on. But we've got all sorts of people making costumes. You've seen some of them this evening. A group of people are sewing them at the pomegranates. They do some costumes with the theatre group there. So they'll be on display. The mayor and his wife are having special costumes made. He will just have been appointed a few days before May the 15th. And so one of his first official duties is to come into town in medieval gear and take part in the event. There'll be lots of children's activities, games, English heritage, bringing over their gift shop from Bolsover Castle to sell all sorts of stuff. As I say, the first part of the Swords and Mercer activities are kind of a children's refight in the battle. It's something they do. There'll be photo opportunities with knights, and food will be on sale. Chesterfield Museum are going to put on a display of artifacts in the town centre on that day, and if you want to know a little bit more about those already, they've done a fantastic video which you can find on YouTube, Chesterfield Museum Artifacts, and see some of the things that they'll be bringing in. Chesterfield Library has leapt into it and called themselves the Guild of Books and Reading. Fantastic title, and they are doing competitions, a Then and Now competition, a Design a Shield competition. If you can put any of this publicity up, please take it from the table there. You can think of a good place to put these up and encourage people to take part. And they're even going to do a puppet show reenactment of the Battle of Chesterfield, inviting children to make wooden spoon puppets and refight the battle. So all sorts of things for children as part of this event. And if this isn't enough anniversaries, next year, we've come across this group, or they got in touch with us. There was a revolution in Pentridge in the year 1817, and they are having their anniversary, their 200th anniversary next year. They've come to a couple of our meetings, at the Guild of Pentridge, and they'll be telling you all about that in May if you want to find out more. So if you do one thing, why not make a guild? Okay. There's the Guild of Butchers, also known as Meadow Fresh. They signed up some time ago. They'll be open on the day for the sale of light freshness. Follow me on Twitter, I have to say it, I've never said it before, but there you go. I'm doing daily updates of things that happened this time, this date, 750 years ago. So, for example, again from those documents that I've been finding online, Henry III granted to Queen Eleanor, his wife, the lands of the late Margaret, Countess of Lincoln. That actually happened 750 years ago to this day. I'm keeping that going through the next few months. We have created a book of face, so follow us there, and there's our website there with details. So, we hope you will join us in town on May the 15th, not 1266, but 2016, to mark the 750th anniversary of the Battle of Chesterfield. Thank you.